Next patient was in a dream. Is a patient by the name of Donnie Jones. That's J-O-N-E-S, Donnie, D-O-N-N-I-E. And let's see, Donnie Jones. This is a, taking forever, man. Seventy-one year old gentleman, admitted to hospice with malignant neoplasm of pancreas. Period. Patient has lost 25 pounds in the past 2 months. He also suffers from diabetes, insulin dependent. Patient status post chemotherapy. Status post fractured hip due to a fall. Severe pain because of the fact that he was not a candidate for a hip replacement external fixation, period. Patient has lost weight. He's in excruciating pain because of his hip pain as well as his pancreatic cancer, period. He's used to be on Tramadol, but that has not been increased to schedule 2 pain medication. Remains responsive. Period. Anxious because of his pain. He's sleeping about 8 to 12 hours a day. As I mentioned, he's already failed chemotherapy. Period. He has lost, the weight loss is actually related to both his cancer and not eating and his decreased appetite. He suffers from protein calorie malnutrition and currently has a KPS score of, let's say, 40%. Period. Let's see, period. Further review of the charts. Let's see. Shows that patient lives with Vicky, his wife, in Cleveland, Texas. Recently was evaluated for nausea vomiting because of his cancer. It was becoming evident that patient is no longer a candidate for further chemotherapy. He also required hospitalization and ICU placement because of volume depletion, uncontrolled diabetes, and right leg DVT. Patient also suffers from hypertension, leukopenia, and the DVT that was mentioned, along with recent hospitalization after and developing acute kidney injury, period. Patient's overall prognosis is poor given his end-stage pancreatic cancer, along with above-mentioned findings, period. Post-ICU placement, patient wanted to be placed on hospice and be kept comfortable at home and to never return to hospital. Period. Patient is hospice appropriate. He is going to live most likely less than 6 months. And the nurse will help patient. With the end of life transition and pain medication and teaching family regarding use of his meds at home. Thank you.